You are listening to WOT Port Washington. I'm Josh White.
I'm Matt Kramer.
And this is a special presentation for WOT. We have Andrew Edelhardt in studio. Andrew, say hello to the fans out there.
Hi, happy to be here.
It's good to know, Andrew. Andrew, why do you think you're on the show today?
I was recently awarded the News 12 Scholar Athlete of the Week Award.
Can you...
A prestigious award.
That is very prestigious. Can you explain to everyone what that is? Because I'm sure a bunch of people out there are wondering.
Yes, so News 12 nominates kids from the tri-state area based on their athletic performance and academic achievements. And so I was nominated by my track coach, Coach Dumpson, and my application was reviewed, and I was lucky enough to be chosen.
So it's every week throughout the school year they nominate one new person from the tri-state area?
Yes, pretty much.
And I'm assuming it's a different sport every time?
Yeah.
So they won't go, like, a track every time, or...
Matt, I think you're out of luck on this one.
Do you think I was actually getting that award?
I'm kidding.
Do you think a basketball player has ever won that? Or, like one of the really... From, like, one of the really good teams?
I to be honest, I don't know, but I know a really big football player was chosen, and...
Really?
One of the News 12 people was saying that I should be excited to meet this football player because he's massive.
You're going to meet him?
Yeah, there's like a gala at the end of the year. So I'll get a chance to meet everyone.
Because he's massive. That was the reason that you're going to be excited to meet him. It's a great reason.
Is he a senior or?
Yes, I think he's playing. I'm not sure where he's playing football, but he's playing football next year somewhere.
Matt, you're a teammate of Andrew's in the fall. How do you think that Andrew was deserving? And all year, excuse me. Do you think that Andrew was deserving of this award?
Absolutely. On and off the track, he's a great teammate, great leader for the younger kids, well-deserving.
Thank you, Matt.
Great leader for the younger kids.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's important.
Leader of our next generation.
When I was a little freshman, I was so afraid of these seniors.
It's
they
true.
They didn't talk. They were just like, they were just in one group. Just they didn't, all they did was yell. I don't want to point names. But I think Andrew and I have a few in mind.
Definitely.
We tried getting Mr. Claff on the show today. Say a little thing about Andrew.
His schedule didn't work out.
Probably busy playing checkers. So, Andrew, going to Duke in the fall.
Yes.
And you're looking to potentially run there. What do you think goes into making a strong athlete and, I guess, particularly running?
For running, I think it's... mostly persistence and stubbornness. To be a great athlete, in general, you need to... Obviously, practice makes perfect. So, especially with running, it just takes time on the track during workouts and off the track, stretching, icing, even adding extra miles, stuff like that.
You know, it's really the little things that that separate the good athletes from the great athletes. Like, you know, the guys that just, you know, qualify for the state meet and finish all state like Andrew did this past winter in the mile. You know, what was your expectation going into the race? Because I know you were you in the top heat going into the race?
I was quite disappointed the night before the heats got released and I was in the slowest heat. And at that meet, I was planning on running my PR for the season, so I was a little disappointed to not be in the fast heat. But going into the race, I just wanted to push the pace and see where that pace could take us.
A lot of people,
the runners there are at the top of their county.
For sure.
But your performance set you apart from all the other runners in your heat, finishing top six in the state to win all state. So,
thank you.
A little round of applause.
Our fans in the background here. We have a crowd here for those WDOT
listeners.
Lining
up by the window.
Absolutely. We have the lines are going off right now. We just can't take any of these calls this show. We're going to have to turn them down. Andrew, a lot of people hate running. They despise it. Why do you like it so much?
It takes a certain character and state of mind to be a runner. It's definitely not for the faint of heart. It takes a certain drive and persistence that I think is something that comes with doing the sport a lot. It definitely wasn't easy for me as I was first starting, but I think I've got some of it now.
You kind of have to want the sport. It's not something that you can just... you know, breeze through practice. I mean, like, there are so many natural athletes out there in, like, basketball, football, baseball that don't really practice that hard, and it just comes naturally to them on the field. And running isn't one of those things that you can just, you know, not practice and not put in that extra effort and really succeed to the level you want. So the extra, it's really the behind the scenes work that that makes running so much different from every other sport.
Andrew, as a runner, would you say what Matt just described as the most crucial part of it?
Yeah, the reason I love running is because regardless of who you are, you can be successful in the sport if you put in the time and the work. There's a connection, there's a direct connection between hard work and success, so can't get beyond that.
Natural ability can only take you so far. You know, so many people, we've seen so much talent go through the program, and it's really the hard workers and the kids that really push themselves that really thrive the most and continue to run in college. And we even have a Schreiber alum running professionally who has recently graduated from Stanford, Marco Bertolotti.
Definitely a source of my inspiration.
The last Schreiber student to win the New 12 Scholar Athlete Award. Another runner, obviously. So, how does that feel to be in a class of your own, you and Marco Bertolotti?
Definitely pretty cool. It makes me question of whether or not I'm deserving on the track especially, but yeah, really cool. It's an honor.
Andrew, as you're winding down your high school track career and cross country, obviously finished in the fall, do you have any last goal? Yeah, I know you ran a 4:30, right? Was your PR?
26 in the winter.
4:26.
4:26?
Yeah, my overall goal is actually my goal coming into the winter track and spring track seasons is I want to hit the times for the Duke walk-on standards. So that would be 4:18 in the mile and 1:54 in the 800. And I think once I hit that, I think that I'll satisfy my goals for high school.
You came really close in the 800 last year in the 4x8 that went to nationals and states. Do you think this 4x8, do you think you could do it on this 4x8? Or in the DMR, which you guys ran this Saturday?
Well, we were hurt by the loss of Peter Kurgis, but I think with a couple strong legs, hey, maybe Kramer could bust out a 1:59 or so, which would help. But yeah, I think we have a strong shot.
Now, do you find that? Do you find hitting those times in the 800? Obviously, there you ran a mile in a relay this Saturday, but those don't come across that often where you run a mile in a relay. But do you find it easier to run that kind of time, like a 1:54, easier in a relay or in an open event where it's just you?
I think it's definitely easier in a relay, especially for me being the competitive nature. Having the competitive nature I have, it's a lot of fun to chase down or preserve a lead in a relay, especially when your teammates are dependent on you. Makes it easier for me.
Yeah, it kind of puts in that extra motivation.
Adrenaline.
You know, some people could say, you know, if you're running the open, it's just if you don't really run well, it's only yourself that's, you know, that's hurting. But people that run poorly, if you run poorly in a relay, it's kind of like the whole relay ends up hurting.
Yeah.
So you have that extra motivation to keep pushing. And then if you do well in the relay, that gets everyone else going. You know, a fast leadoff leg in a relay gets the entire rest of the relay going.
What would be your advice to a younger Schreiber athlete or any athlete out there that's trying to run track and obviously finish as well academically and balance the sport?
Make sure you're doing what you love to do. The only way I could have attained what I have in track is the love and passion I have for the sport. And when you find that passion, the hard work that you need to put in is going to come naturally. And I think that applies to some of the academics too. If you're taking classes you're not really too crazy about, it's going to be more difficult, so make sure you're doing what you love.
It's really like it's something you have to want. It's not something that comes naturally. For me, that took a while to really want to succeed in the sport. You know, for a while, I just wanted to kind of get by in the beginning of my career. But then it comes with being more involved in the sport and being more involved with the team. And it's really something you have to want, which is a really good point. And a lot of people don't really realize that, because a lot of people, when they think of running, they just think of just pain. And I mean, that's really what the sport is, but there's just an extra element to it. So,
is there a defining moment from your high school career that really changed it all for you, or it was just all one single push?
I'd say last year, junior year, at the Glenn Louse Games when we ran the 4x800 relay. I think after that race, we were ranked second in the state, and I think it showed the potential that not only me but my teammates had for the upcoming season and for senior year. It really showed where we could excel and where we could grow. And I think that gave me the inspiration for this season and is giving me the drive for seasons to come.
You know, what do you think has been the biggest turning point in your track career, going from coming from cross country to track, this season competing in your second state meet, first in the individual, first as an individual, and rebounding from injuries in cross country? You know, what do you think has really been the turning point in for this season or even last season?
I think for me, it's the injuries have kind of defined my effort and my success, which is both a blessing and kind of unfortunate. So coming out of cross country, which frequently happened to me, I was injured. And to see runners that I know I could compete with excel above me and have great success, it gave me motivation to excel in the winter season and the spring season. So it pushed me to reach those peers and even try to excel past them.
Any of your coaches or former teammates that really, like, that was the one person that really changed your running career?
I'd like to, it's definitely attributed to my relay, even Kramer, just to have that group of kids, especially in the beginning of the winter and the junior track year, to see like four kids that are so motivated to one single craft. It's kind of inspiring and motivating, and I think that really fueled my fire for junior year and senior year.
Mr. Claff may take offense to that, but I think he'll be able to hold it together. Should be okay.
Mr. Claff knows that I'm not the best at cross country, so.
It's okay that you said that. He didn't want to be here, so it's his loss.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens when he doesn't show up.
It's absolutely Mr. Claff's fault on that one. But I'd like to thank Andrew for his time for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
He's 12.
Hopefully a returning member.
Oh, yeah. This Friday.
This Friday, absolutely. Friday morning sports show. Everyone listen this Friday. But Matt and I might have to do the show from opening day, but no promises on that.
Yeah.
I remember I did that one year. I called in.
Oh, right. I called you in.
Yeah, I called in on opening day, so that might happen again. This has been WT Port Washington special presentation, Andrew Adelhart.